from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to everyone's favorite segment. Anytime it involves Andrew Wagner, everybody tunes in. It is time to talk about the crew with our guy, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner with Forbes Sports. Thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
Trying to figure out what to do with a cat.
What?
That's today's highlight. Yeah, a cat wandered into my yard last Wednesday afternoon. I was hiding out from the heat because it was, you know, hot as hell outside. And since my dog was on vacation enjoying air conditioning, I was like, all right, I'll take the cat inside, give it some water, try and find its owners. We're going on 5 days now. Haven't found the cat's owners. Well, I think the cat lives here now. So I'm trying to figure out how to get a cat and a dog to coexist. It's a lot like trying to get baseball fans to understand that at the Major League Baseball trade deadline, you cannot go and hit the forced trade option like you do in MLB The Show.
Can we rewind? I'm just trying to figure this all out. You said a lot for me to process. Because first, let's start off with the dog's on vacation without you, and it's in air conditioning while you sweat your tail end off. I don't understand that process or what happened here. So where is your dog?
So I share my dog.
Share?
With my non-evil ex who I got the dog with. It's kind of like shared custody of a kid.
What?
Yeah, it's fine. Remember, I used to travel for a living for baseball, so it kind of helps when I have to pay a dog sitter, you know?
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. I get that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
He has central air. I do not. When it's 100 degrees, send the dog over there. He chills out. I suffer through it like a man. But yeah, the dog's coming back today. The cat just made itself at home, like, yo, I own you now.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the drama at the Wagner household. There's always something going on, fun and exciting. Well, good luck with you. Did you name the cat? Did you come up with a name?
I did come up with a name. I don't know if you ever watched the show Archer.
No.
A spectacular show. But there was an episode where one of the characters has a pet ocelot. And the ocelot's name is Babu. And it was based on the real-life pet ocelot of noted artist Salvatore Dali. if you look at my Twitter, you'll see it. So naturally, I named the damn cat Babu because he looks like Babu the Ocelot. Now I just got to grow a Salvatore Dali mustache, obviously.
Yeah, good luck with all that. I've had my fill of talking about all this stuff with your cat, so let's move on. Let's talk about the Brewers, Mr. Wagner. I want to get your thoughts on a question that I asked on Twitter yesterday and we talked about earlier this hour, which is they've lost 6 of 9. Is there any concern about this Brewers team right now? Quite a few people feel like the sky is falling. Others seem to think that it's just a rut like every team goes through and they'll be fine. Where do you sit?
I tend to lean more toward chill out. But again, for some reason, I become the voice of reason when it comes to this stuff. Show me a team, especially with the roster the Brewers have, the churn the Brewers have, the injuries the Brewers have. Show me a team with all those circumstances and factors that has gone and won 120 games. It just doesn't happen. The fact that they're still 5.5 up, the fact that they're still comfortably in playoff position, in control of their division, the fact that they haven't lost any ground, the fact that they do, whether you want to admit it or not, have a ton of help on the way, leads you to think, hey, you know what? This is a patch. You know, you've had these guys who weren't expecting to play significant roles, having to carry the load for as long as they did. Absolutely, they're going to run out of gas. I mean, it stands to reason. I mean, Sparky, you and I run marathons for a living 5 times a week. We get tired by the 4th one of the week. I mean, yeah, it's starting to wear. These guys have never been in this position before. It's a growing pain. You can call it an excuse, but it's a growing pain. Sometimes you don't know how to not make the mistake until you go through it. You don't know how to snap out of a funk until you're in a funk. There's definitely, you know, you can have reason to be concerned. They're not playing well right now, but I don't think you're going to hear them denying that fact. I think they're going to be okay. I really do. You look at what they've overcome so far. You know, if they had dropped like 4 or 5 games off their lead, absolutely, let the panic begin. But the fact that they're still holding their position, in part thanks to help from their rivals,
yep,
it leads you to say, okay, you know what? This is not the end of the world. Like, there is still, this team is probably still going to the playoffs. You weren't expecting them to go to the playoffs in the first place. This is all a bonus right now. You have to look at it that way.
Who do players in this clubhouse gravitate towards when you're in there?
I mean, we've heard Pat Murphy talk about the pillars and his leadership group, and it's Reese Hoskins, it's Christian Yelich, it's, you know, Wade Miley and Brandon Woodruff, it's Willy Adames. It's Devin Williams. I mean, there is veteran leadership in there, and these guys follow that. And the fact that you're not seeing those guys panic or flip out, like, yeah, you know, I get it. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is on Twitter all the time. People want to see Pat Murphy lose his stack in the dugout. They want to see people breaking bad from getting kicked off and jumping Gatorade coolers. It doesn't work. You know, this isn't football where it's like a machismo thing and guts and brawn and brute. I mean, it's baseball. It's a 162-game grind. It's a physical grind. It's a mental grind. Like, if your leaders are going out there losing their stack, like, these guys are going to lose their stack. But the fact that the veterans are going out there and saying, like Rhys Hoskins' comments yesterday, you know what? There's still 50 games left. Like, yep. Every single team goes through this. He's showing the rest of the guys, hey, you guys got us into this position in the first place. You guys have all the capability in the world to get us back on track. The veterans are telling the young guys that they have confidence in them. That, more than anything, is what's going to snap them out of the funk.
You called it on Friday. I asked you about Frankie Montas. What were your expectations? You said 5-3 would be good. And that's exactly what Frankie Montas delivered. And then Savali came back and didn't pitch well in that game on Saturday. And then Sunday, Tobias Myers gives up a long ball and is pitching just fine through five, gets to 64 pitches, and Pat Murphy and crew decide that he's done for the day. And it blows up shortly thereafter. Did you like that decision or no?
It's not a like or dislike for me. I understand the thinking that was going into it. And something I was saying on Twitter the other day is, you know, I wasn't there, so I couldn't ask, and I'm not privy to the information of the dugout, but we are in an era where every single pitch and movement and every single thing about these players is observed and tracked and watched. If they're coming to this decision after 64 pitches, they saw something that said, you know what, let's get them out, let's turn over to the bullpen, it's rested up, we have an off day. Obviously, there was something that they saw, and it very well could be the heat and humidity. And I know the other guy went one or two more innings longer in the same conditions. Some guys react differently to that. I mean, I get tired when it's hot and humid out there. You get tired when it's hot and humid out there. That stuff can take a toll on people. That may have played into it. I don't know. Not making excuses, just looking at the bigger picture. And I can see where Murphy and the coaching staff is thinking, hey, we've got a full bullpen at our disposal. Let's get the kid out. We're going to need him for the stretch drive. He's been doing a lot this year. We still need a lot more from him. This is our chance. Okay. A lot of things go into it. And honestly, if Jackson Churio makes that ridiculous catch, is anyone even talking about pulling Tobias Myers after 4-64? Probably not. It's the way it goes sometimes. You know, you can always look back at a decision when it backfires. It didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work. It doesn't mean it's a bad decision. It just means it didn't work.
I hope we don't find out later after the season that they were actually monitoring Tobias Myers' innings once we got to August. I hope that's not what this is. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying I hope that's not what it is, because they need Tobias Myers in a big way in this playoff rotation.
Well, that's exactly it. So maybe they are. Maybe they are monitoring his innings right now. For the exact reason that you said. And again, I don't know. I'm not privy to the thinking inside the coach's room, but that very well could be part of it. You know, sacrifice an inning or two here for five innings in September or October. You have to look at it that way sometimes, especially with young guys that have not had this much of a workload. And that the next person that tells me, well, in the old days, these guys went 17 innings uphill, but it drives me nuts. You didn't have the data available today. Then you whether you agree with the numbers or not, the numbers exist and they're real. And they've got data that says third time through the order, guys tend to get lit up more. I mean, I saw the stat the other day. I think Tobias, you know, has like a opponent's batting average of under 200 through his first two times through the order. And that third time through the order, it jumps up to like 285, 290. So that plays into it too. I mean, again, you can pick beef with it, and I get it. It's not 1964 anymore. Warren Spahn's not walking through that door. Nolan Ryan's not walking through that door. they watch this stuff. They pay attention to this stuff because they have the bigger picture in mind. They want this guy pitching in a series in October, multiple series in October. Sometimes that means you got to swallow a little bit right here in the dog days of August.
Time with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Charlie Usen and myself were talking about this earlier. What would be your top three in your lineup if it were you? We discussed Gary Mitchell leading off, then Contreras, then Churio would be our top three going forward until Yelich gets back. What about you?
Yeah, I'd like to see Garrett Mitchell in the leadoff spot. I think that would be a good thing. I think more at-bats, putting him on base, getting him more pitches to see would be a good thing. I've liked when they put Jackson in there. I really do. I like when Churio goes in there. It kind of lines everything up nicely. It's tough because setting a lineup today isn't like, you know, it was even 5 years ago, just because, you know, the ways guys are pitching now, just because of the different skill sets of offensive players. You know, you're not doing it by the numbers so much as you used to do. They don't have those traditional roles. But that said, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Garrett Mitchell in the leadoff spot. You know, I like the times that they've had Joey Ortiz in there too. Parang has definitely cooled off a little bit, and you know, probably needs a little bit of a breather of some sort. Whether that means getting a day or two to rest, or you know, dropping down the order a little bit, but there's. The thing is, when you move a guy from one spot into the top spot, then you create a hole at another position, and it's a delicate balance. It really is. It's a science. You know, it's definitely a science more than it is an art.
He is Andrew Wagner. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk to you again on Friday. Good luck with your cat and dog situation. I'm sure we'll be watching on Twitter.
It'll be a joy, my friend. See you soon.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.